You're listening to Sportcology with Olympian Jungle Jim Hunter. It's now time for the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist, President Brent Berutis. Brent, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
If I remember right, it was about this time of year last year that the consumer sponsorship rankings came out. They should be coming out again this time. Are they up? Are they due? Are they available? And what's the big scoop this year?
Well, it's interesting. They are out again. They are a proprietary study that Partnership Group does that we do for ourselves. And this past year, we raised the numbers. Instead of talking to 1,000 Canadians, we actually talked to 2,000 Canadians coast to coast to get even more detail and even more accuracy, which has been fantastic. And it's the information is phenomenal. It is available for sale. 2/3 of Canadians told us that they prefer to do business with those organizations, those companies that support their favorite sport. And almost 40% would pay more for a product if it supports their favorite sport. And that those numbers are up from 2012, which tells me that Canadians are becoming more and more aligned with their sport organizations. The most important sports event has been for the past time immemorial. Stanley Cup is the number one sport event in Canada. It's followed by the Grey Cup. And interestingly enough, Rogers Cup is next. And then the tennis, and then under 20 World Hockey Championships. Then the Stampede fits in there, which is pretty interesting. And then the Brier, and then F1.
Wow.
I mentioned the Grey Cup in here. And it's interesting that when we look at, because we do such a thorough study, we can pull the data from age demographics, from sex, male or female. We can pull the data by region, by age group, any of those things. One of the interesting things that I found was that with the Grey Cup, people who are over 50 years of age, so that fits you and I, Jim. Well, fits
yourself,
you, sure.
not me.
are 2.5 times more, almost 2.5 times more likely than those under 30 to select the Grey Cup as the most important sports event in Canada. So, it's really critical that, we understand that sort of information and that research is that if I'm the CFL, I need to be looking at that and saying, holy mackerel, I've got some work to do on the under 30 age group.
Absolutely.
Because otherwise I'm going to be in trouble in 15 years' time.
Wow. And no kidding, because if you're not interested under 30, you may not be interested at all by the time you're our age.
Exactly.
Wow. That is important.
And when you take a look at it, I mean, even things like the fact that men are 2 times more likely to select the Canadians as the most prestigious sports team in Canada than women. But when we look at the Canucks, women are 1.6 times more likely to select the Canucks than men are.
Now, do we know why?
I figure just because the Canadians are a men's team and the Canucks are a wuss. I don't know how well that's going to go over, but I just thought I would throw it out there.
Well, I'd hate to say what you think of the Flames and the Oilers.
I'm just leaving those two out of it right now because we're on air in those markets.
You're such a great politician, you know?
So when I look at that, I mean, this is the type of research, and this is done, this is just our proprietary research, and I say to our clients, you know, you don't have to go out like we do and spend $45,000 or $50,000 to do this sort of research. You know what? You can do exit surveys at your events or at your tournaments or online with SurveyMonkey and pull data and find out the information that you need to know to sell sponsorships better.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you should do it as often as you possibly can without invading them too much.
Absolutely. I mean, and this consumer sponsorship ranking study is the only one of its type in Canada. It's the only unbiased study talking to Canadians about what they think of sponsorship, properties, the people that sell the sponsorship, whether that's a sport organization or a charity, and the brands or companies that buy it. And it's consumers' feedback. And as a company, we do this because it gives us proprietary research to be able to provide better data, better information, and knowledge that none of our competitors can do.
Absolutely.
So in the same way that we look at our clients going out and differentiating themselves from the competition when they're selling their sports sponsorship,
mm-hmm.
we do the same thing. We differentiate ourselves from our competitors by having this sort of data.
You know, I'm going to have to apply that more. We learned some amazing numbers this summer, and that is this, is that when my show goes on the air, 8,000 more people turn on their radio right when my show comes on and then turn it off when it's over. And we're floored because every week 8,000 more people turn on the radio exactly when we're on the air. And then they turn it off again right afterwards. And I'm staggered trying to figure out how those people, why they turn their radio on just when I'm on the air.
It's to listen to you, Jim.
No, I think it's to listen to you.
Oh, okay. That's it. I'm not going to argue with you.
See, I'm just buttering you up.
but the other side is that that's a selling point for you when you're selling.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a, for me, it's just staggering how many people write us and talk to us for specific reasons. I mean, there's very specific questions every time somebody writes us or phones us or emails us. It's always the same, and it's thrilling to watch the audience grow and the audience interest. And we are trying to do what you're doing. We've tried to listen to what you're saying, and we've tried to say, you know what, there's things here we need to do, and we need to do a better job of it. And everybody needs to if they're in the sponsorship business.
Absolutely.
He's President Brent Baroudes of the Partnership Group, and he's the sponsorship specialist. He knows what he's talking about, folks. And if you need more information, where can they get it, Brent?
They can reach me at brent@partnershipgroup.ca or directly at our new website, partnershipgroup.ca.
Beautiful. Thanks, Brent. Appreciate you coming on the program every week.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
This has been the Business in Sport with Partnership Group sponsorship specialist, President Brent Baroudes. I want to thank my guests, my sponsors, and of course the radio station that carries this program. You miss any portion of the show, go to junglegym.ca. If you have any comments, suggestions, or ideas, write me at excellence@sportcology.com. Programs produced at the Sportcology Institute are designed to motivate, educate, and communicate excellence in life by giving the Olympic and Paralympic community a voice. And last, we want to thank you for listening to.